amplifiers, pedals, a bass guitar, beards, everything you could hope for in a band. You guys want to just say hello and introduce yourselves?
Hey, I'm Pat. How you doing?
I'm Lewis.
And where you guys are from nearby?
We're coming from Barrytown and Philmont, of all places.
Barrytown and Philmont.
Yeah.
Split
Hudson
personality.
Valley Band. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys been playing together for a while?
Yeah, we have. We started playing together over the winter. I guess Lewis and I started playing, learning a few of each other's tunes, and then Christian Hayes started playing drums with us a few months ago. So as of now, we're a three-piece. He's out of Philadelphia, so he couldn't make it today. But
we could get him on the phone.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing right now. He's probably not even listening.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, do you guys want to just play some songs here, and then
yeah,
maybe
why don't
we can
that?
We can
gonna
talk
start out
some
with
more?
One of Lewis's tunes here called "Oh Shirky."
Yeah.
All right. Nature Films on WGXC live in the studio.
Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, Shirky. It's the things you'd never suspect, the things you can't get back. I saw you sleeping, I saw you dreaming in the sun. The earth moved, but you didn't get up. I went to the movies when I came out, it was night. The sun set while I was inside, but I didn't see. I was just dreaming. The earth moved, but I didn't wake up. Dropped my cup. The earth moved, it swallowed her up. Something woke me up, and now I've forgotten what I was dreaming of.
All right, Lewis, yeah. That was your song.
Yeah, that was our cat. She was a big cat. She died back in the wintertime.
This past year.
Yeah.
Oh man. And this is sort of the homage.
But she was sort of making room for new space, I think.
For herself or new space for cats for you?
Well, who knows?
Oh. No new cats, though.
No.
A long-time cat?
Long-time cat.
Yeah.
One paw in the Mystic, as they say down there in Tivoli.
Paw in the Mystic. Well, sorry about that. I lost a cat this past winter as well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
But, I mean, I guess it happens even to the best cats.
It does. Pat, you set up?
Yeah.
Tag team here?
Oh, yeah. This next tune is one of mine we're going to do called Kamakura, She Says. Switch Lewis over to the bass here.
You might could turn that guitar up just a hair if you can.
Turn it up?
I think so, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Nature Films on WGXE. The band is called Nature Films. The show is called The Afternoon Show. Every afternoon from 4 to 7 on the weekdays. Thanks for listening. Knob turning. It's happening. Strumming. Thumping bass. Major chords. Minor chords. Diminished sevenths.
That's close enough. Might get a little loud.
Alright. Ready? These ideas you have about surfing and singing just a hospital stay when you leave town. What has the truth? Truth ever given. What has the truth ever given to you?
No beach sounds.
No, sometimes it's like you get a little bit of ocean in the shell effect there, but depends on the circuits. You just never know. So.
Oh, with your box there.
Yeah.
No walk on the beach.
No. Not tonight.
What's the name of that tune?
That was called Kamakura, She Says.
Kamakura, She Says.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about your most influential musical groups that you listen to or moments of your life?
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not really.
Hasn't happened yet?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Lewis Monroe has been a big influence on me.
Saw a pretty good Kurt Weill show earlier this year.
Oh.
Down at one of the local colleges.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sweet. That's the only thing that I've gotten excited about this year.
Yeah, Kurt Weill, yeah. His new album.
Yeah. I think I saw you there, too, didn't I?
Yeah, I couldn't hang.
It was pretty loud.
Yeah, concrete box, blowing out ears. I can't do it. But what about you, Pat? Anything? What's in your car right now besides WGXC?
What's in my car? What is in my car?
Some dirty laundry.
There's that Bee Gees disc
I left in.
Yeah, maybe
in the back seat.
I was gonna say probably the best show I've seen recently. I saw Low play in a church down in Philadelphia a couple months ago, and there's somebody I've been listening to quite a bit over the last year or so. So it was good to see them live. That was the first time I'd seen them live.
Feeling it.
Yeah, it was good. It was really hot there, but it was a good show.
Sometimes that can add to the experience.
Yeah.
Or detract, I guess, depending on the show.
Yeah, a couple of years ago I went to see Leonard Cohen in Baltimore.
Oh, the
and
tour.
It was open air theater, and we got totally dumped on. And it was sort of like the tithe you had to pay to
see
Leonard.
Was he like soggy in his suit, just like?
No, he was dry,
he was
along
dry
with the other 5,000 people that could afford the dry suit.
Oh. And the rest of you slobs are in the mud.
Yeah.
Wow, man, I heard that. I had some friends that saw him on that tour and said it was amazing.
It was.
He was still totally has it.
Totally worth coming out of retirement for. Concert retirement for me and sort of general retirement for Leonard.
Or blowing your retirement probably on the ticket.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was great. I think it was $39, but
oh, really?
Oh, I saw him in New York. I paid like at least $100.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, 39 is affordable.
And that was the regular ticket price.
You guys want to play another tune?
Sure. Doing that one?
Yeah. I think so.
Pat, I think if you turn your guitar up a touch instead, slightly back from the microphone, we can get the mix.
A better level.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. This one's called Here Tomorrow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wedding gifts that you gave away are here tomorrow, we're gone today. Well, I've seen you with other men. Why you never left town, I still don't understand. Sometimes all you need is
just a little bit. Sometimes it's hard to tell when you should quit. And I was doing just fine until you stepped by.
That was very nice. Nature Films, live in the studio, WGXC 90.7 FM, playing songs for your and my pleasure on a sunny afternoon in June. These guys are living nearby, in your neighborhoods, in your towns. You may see them around. You may even see them play live someday. I don't know if they. Do you guys play shows?
We've scheduled this backwards so that we're playing the show at the tail end, or playing today at the tail end of a few shows we did in the Northeast, and we're going into hibernation for the summer for recording a new album and gainful employment, I suppose.
Yeah, we have to work sometimes.
Yeah,
we don't like it, but
yeah, yes, and it's sad but true. Shredding doesn't always pay the bills.
We do a pretty good job of avoiding it, though.
Paying the bills or shredding?
I don't know. Not working. Somehow the bills still get paid.
That's good.
Yeah.
Don't tell them how we do it.
Yeah.
We're not giving away the formula. Yeah.
Another tune.
Yeah, this is a song about baseball. I'm a sports fan. It's called Baseball. 1, 2, 3, 4. Open up some bad champagne to celebrate after a game. the spring is coming. Turn on my radio. I hope to hear them playing baseball. I hope they're playing. Last year did pretty good. And if they make it, maybe they go all the way. And I could let the winter come.
Wow. That was incredible.
Thanks. Yeah. It's that time of year. I mean, I guess that song's ideal for wintertime, but, you know, now we're really in the swing of things. Things are getting interesting.
Who are you rooting for?
I'm a Red Sox fan.
All right.
From the South. You know, started out as a Braves fan.
Yeah.
But, you know, 4 years of college in the Northeast, and you end up in...
Yeah. you end up rooting for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
What about you, Pat?
I'm not a baseball fan. I'm from Western Pennsylvania, and the Pirates have been horrible since I was like 10 or 12. So we have a nice new stadium there.
Really? I thought, no. Somebody else in Pittsburgh just won something, though, right?
Actually, I did see the other day they might have like one good player or something. But
I don't know if it was baseball, but didn't Pittsburgh have some sort of victory recently? Maybe
they must have.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. We have lots of victories. I mean, the big football, hockey town, and people are diehard there.
Mm.
But they don't have too many baseball fans, I don't think.
Do you guys watch basketball or listen to basketball, I guess?
I don't have TV. You know, sometimes it streams online.
Yeah.
They've cracked down on that since the Super Bowl, though, so it's harder.
Yeah. So you weren't following the recent... you know, playoffs that happened at all?
I was a little bit, yeah. I was pleased to see the Mavericks win.
Yeah. Seemed only right.
The people's choice, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Do you guys have some more songs for us?
We do.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You want to do one, Lewis? What are you thinking?
Sure, yeah. I was going to do Phantom Lamb.
Okay. Oh, can we talk about the song for a minute?
Sure,
and
yeah.
the millions of hits on YouTube for the music video.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
If you've never seen it, go on YouTube and look up Phantom Limb. That's this next song is a song of Lewis's that has a award-winning music video that accompanies it. And when did you make that video?
It was about a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to give away your secrets at all? Or you just want to let the mystery lie?
Well, I had to spend about a year making it to get my beard to grow out. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right, so this next song is Phantom Limb. This is Nature Films live in the studio at WGXC.
Bend my wrist, listening to Suzanne Vega, and pour some wine. Break the glass for the second time. Contemplated or on a whim, set the table with a phantom limb. Set the table with a phantom. Horse named Phantom Limb.
drinking blood pudding with a fork, chewing off the bottle, throw away the cork. When you contemplating at the zoo, pretend you're at the mall with nothing to do. Needle in a bubble, divide the twins, washing hands with a phantom limb, washing hands with a phantom limb. Paper, water from sea, butter from the cow, the moon from the sea. I went to the grocery store, I heard my song, I bought some toilet paper and sang along. Went to a volcano, climbed up to the rim, the hole was plugged with a fan. Hole was plugged with a fan. Now you're getting older, losing all your hair. Put your hand to your head, but there's nothing there. Yesterday was good, the day before. Anything else I don't remember anymore. I saw you on the cable, looking thin, playing a guitar with a phantom limb. Playing a guitar with a phantom. Having a talk with somebody about taxes, and that's what came out.
Phantom Limb.
Yeah. I think there's another band that has a whole album called Phantom Limb, so I'm hoping that this song will become the Phantom Limb people think of when they think of Phantom Limb.
Who's the other band, you know?
I think it's the Shins.
Shins?
Yeah. Mm, but I wrote this one before I knew about it, so.
I didn't know that.
It counts.
Yeah.
Brad, we want to do. We have to.
You got some more songs.
How much time we have left?
Well, about 9 minutes.
9 minutes.
Which we can fill with whatever you'd like. If you've got some more songs to play, then by all means. Or if you wanted to talk some more, we can talk. We can talk about it.
I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. Maybe I'll sing another song.
Yeah, I notice you have a harmonica here in the studio.
I do. That's sort of a stage prop to make us feel comfortable.
Oh, okay. Right. That's in lieu of a cool beer, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great right now.
I can actually store a whole beer inside of a harmonica. Don't know what I'm doing.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. This is a community radio station for Columbia, Greene counties, and the whole world to look in our community here in these counties of Columbia and Greene. This is a live broadcast from our studio in Hudson on the Park. I'm Antoine Gerlain. I'm joined in the studio by Lewis Monroe and Pat Lenan. And their group Nature Films. And they're playing some songs for us. And they're going to play, I think, probably a couple more here.
One more, probably.
Yeah, at least one more here.
Mm-hmm.
like a sailor fresh from the sea. You couldn't wait to land, you can't wait to leave. But you got your back in $1,000.
What was the name of that number?
That was called Nothing to Prove.
Nothing to Prove. Nature Films. We're just kind of have just a few minutes here left. And sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask if a listener out there were interested in finding out more about your band or seeing if you were playing a show or maybe talking to you about your riffage or something, how would...
They could go to the Nature Films on Facebook or MySpace.
MySpace.
That place. FaceSpace.
My face.
Pat and I both also have websites. I'm LewisMonroe.com. LouisMunroe.
Yeah, and mine is JacksEmptyHours.com. Yeah. That was a project before this. Just JACKS, EmptyHours.com.
Jack's Empty Hours and LewisMonroe.com or yeah. Nature Films on my face or face page or yeah. My book.
And we'll be putting out a casting call later in the summer for topless chicken evisceration music videos.
Have you had any of those chickens yet?
No, they're all frozen, but they look fabulous.
Yeah, I tried one yesterday, so
nice.
It's I think it all good turned chicken. Out well. Yeah. Many died. Huh. We thank them.
Yeah, most of them died, I think.
All of them. All right. Well, that's just about the end of the afternoon show here. Stay tuned for the Jazz Disturbance, which is also going to feature live musicians. Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Thanks for having
us. See you later. Thanks for having us.
Have a good night.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in. It'll be archived somewhere on the WGXC website for future listening. So that's this is wrapping up the afternoon show. As I said, Jazz Disturbance is next with some live musicians coming in. Guitarist Eddie Deal, Matt Fink, and Gabe Schneider will be performing live. And with bassist Adam Coate and drummer Jeff Siegel. So Jesus, like a whole band. I'm sorry. They'll be playing at the Stella May Gallery in Kingston with Adam Coate and Jeff Siegel. So this is just the three of them live for the Jazz Disturbance this evening. Thank you for tuning in to the afternoon show on WGXC, and please stay tuned.